Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host. It's episode 297, I believe, with Ozzie Moon.
Yo.
Ozzie Oscar Moon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, dude. What's going on?
What have we been up to? What are we doing?
We're fucking chilling at the Ho-Ho restaurant, man. We at the barbecue. We about to get some roasted duck. What'd you get? The pan-seared noodles?
Some pan noodles and then some egg rolls.
Egg rolls. You ordered it like that, too. I heard you, fucking racist.
Well, I just want to be understood. It's not a racist thing. It's just a conduit. If I speak in a cartoonish Chinese accent, they can understand me easier. That's how they speak it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, your disc golf game is getting strong, bro.
Yeah, bro. Taking 2 strokes off every 9 holes. That's what we're doing.
You did go in the drink a little bit. You fell in the crook.
Bro, it was funny, too, because everyone was just staring at us like, yo, just get a branch. And I'm like, I'm going to just jump in, bro. Like, what the fuck?
That's what I was telling you. When it goes in the water, your disc goes in the water, you get a forked freaking stick.
Just jump in.
You're a hardcore Hispanic. You just fucking dove in with the fish, and you're like, yo, I live here now. What's up?
Yeah, this is my domain.
Yeah, that was a great course, man.
Yeah, like, no.
And remember, Zilker is good, too, man. There's a lot of great courses out here.
I don't know why there's so many hazards, though. Like, why can't they make a safe golf course?
Yeah, that's part of the fun, though, because, you know.
Is it?
You got to go slower. There's consequences. You got to go in the creek, in the river.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather hit somebody's fucking windshield than jump in the river again. That sucked.
All right.
I was dry by the 8th hole. I'm still looking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, dry.
So what the fuck did Francisco say, little bitch?
Oh, no, yeah. He said it right to your face.
This next comic is a favorite here in the city.
Yes.
I think he's a fucking piece of shit. But guys, give it up for the very funny Mr. Francisco Rincón.
It up for Ozzie Moon. Ozzie, you're a very ugly individual, okay? This is disgusting. Have you looked at him? I'm so.
Wow.
He's so ugly. Like, I think when his mom gave birth. His dad thought it was like the World Cup and Mexico was in it, and he kicked him right in the fucking face. That's why he's so fucking ugly. Alright, ugly ass Aussie fucking E.T. looking ass motherfucker. Mexican.
I called you a shaved cactus with a shitty mustache taped onto it.
Oh yeah, that was good. I like that one.
Yo, comedy's exploding here in Austin, Texas. You're the senior producer, Ozzie Moon, at the Romo Room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're getting it done, man.
Yeah, it's what's fun. Going on? Where do you see the comedy scene going?
Dude, so I honestly, the scene's going to just be ridiculous. And, I mean, damn, I don't know if this is, like, fucking already public news. But Cap City's coming in to the domain, and they're going to start doing non-competes.
Non-competes? I don't know what that means. What are you talking about? You mean a big headliner comes through.
Yeah.
And they're only allowed to perform at Cap City, which is across the street from you, for...
For the entire
2 years.
For what? The entire year.
For one whole year?
They buy them out for the whole year. Wow. So they count. Yeah. So...
How do you get better? Doing lots of spots or just one for a year in a whole city?
Nah, I would say doing a bunch. You gotta do a bunch. Always. I mean, and like...
Interesting.
And now that we're we're cross-pollinating with, you know, the Big Laugh Network. I mean, Creek in the Cave just opened up. Marty was there opening for Tripoli.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're all homies, dude.
Any other cool people in that show or anything like that?
Yes, you were on the show, Eric. It was fun.
I don't think I was, but I heard Klaus Schwab Jr. showed up from the World Economic Forum all the way from Davos, you know?
Shut the... Yeah. No, he was great. I love his plan.
I hear he said
I love his economic plan, dude. I'll give him all my shit. Like, I already...
Just
give him all my money. Just here, dude. You figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. He said some really racist things, too, but I don't want to get into it. I just heard. I was like, Klaus Schwab Jr. actually said this publicly, you know?
I will speculate on their labor. As I know that baby is lazy, I listen to their heartbeats. And maybe it has to work off a debt to me in a labor camp or kindergartens. And when this financial bubble bursts, I will have their kill switch.
But, he was dressed crazy, too. Like, what is he going to take over the galaxy? I think he wants, like, to buy low, sell high. You know,
yeah.
To sell it to the aliens. He's like, the COVID-19 crisis has literally dropped real estate. So when you buy low and then sell to the draconian lizards, then I just flip Earth.
And just flip Earth.
I flip Earth just like a low-income housing apartment building or whatever.
Wow, you're going to gentrify Earth, you piece of shit. Gentrify Earth with lizard people?
Klaus Schwab, email me at Davos, worldeconomicforum.net. And you can also get my chatterbaits at Santa Klaus Schwab Jr.
Santa Claus.
I use my real name because it drives traffic. My name has very good Google recognitions.
That's a really good accent. Can't lie. Your dedication is what it's all about.
Mm. I learned how to speak German from my Mosa. On every vowel, I knew there was a beating administered, and rightly so.
That's horrible. Stop.
You ever go to Argentina, like, before Hitler died in 1994 for Christmas time when I was, like, 5 or something, then it was always funny, before we cut the ham, I would make my lips on the Hitler's bum from the bottom sides, and I would jerk from the top, and I had a little mustache. It was so funny for my family for Christmas time in front of everybody. And then I had a little mustache, and I said, I am like my Führer. It was so funny. Anyway, yes, Klaus Schwab.
You got the dirty Hitler.
It was more like a family thing.
Cause the whole mustache is a dirty Sanchez. But if you just get the smudge in the middle, oh, it's a dirty Hitler. Right?
That is what your people
or
call
the dirty
it.
Adolf. The dirty
Adolf. The dirty Sanchez. Yeah. Well, I've heard about that. I think I ordered advance in the Tijuana sex shop. I was on the donor column. I was covered in blood. But and then I woke up in Switzerland. I don't know if I took my boat or something. I don't know.
That's a good problem to have. I've woken up in Switzerland a couple times. It's not fun.
Hey, get out of here, Clark. I told you to fucking beat it, bro. Fucking. Sorry about that. So where are you from, Ozzy Moon? Where you're in El Paso, Texas.
Texas.
That's where you started, huh?
Yeah. We started out there. Just hit the glass ceiling pretty quickly. I mean, there's really not much of a scene out there. I mean, the people that are there, you know, they're the scene, I guess. It's fucking 4 people. But, yeah, I mean, anyone worth their weight in salt is going to get out of there. So, and they should.
Whoa. Well, do you think it's, you know, for me, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I've been doing comedy, you know, 20 years. But truthfully, the first 2 years, I did it like once every 3 months. So that is a way for, like, a scene like that is a way for people to kind of dip their feet, toes
in. Oh, yeah,
and,
they're
you know, try it out.
It's cool. Like, I mean, I'm not hating on them at all. It's a great scene. It's just, you know, when you want to take it seriously and take it to the next level, El Paso is probably not the place to do it.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of great places. I think also, like, when I was living in New Orleans, what was so good is, like, their comedy scene is strong. Like, you can, or it was for a time. Hopefully, it'll come back as soon as everything opens. But, you know, there's, like, 2 places a night to go, you know? And so, there was some really, really funny people that you can learn a lot from. Like, my buddy DC Paul, Kyle Smith, Geneva Joy, Ed Black. You know, there's a lot of great people over there in New Orleans that are really funny. Okay. But it's also like I like absorbing the culture over there too, being from New Jersey for me. So you went from El Paso to...
Just to Austin.
Right to Austin?
Yeah. I moved here in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to pop, dude. Like, I didn't predict COVID, but I predicted the scene was going to be awesome. And it has been. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... And just the resurgence, really. I mean, it's been wild. I mean, just everybody... showing mad love and doing this and that. So, yeah, back to it. I mean, I was saying, I don't know if I could talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Non-competes, huh?
Yeah, so Cap City's going to come in, and they're going to be doing these non-competes, and they're pretty much signing off for a year. But it really just depends. I mean, there's comics that don't like that idea, and there's comics that do. And, I mean, if they're dishing out cash, I mean, shit, I would do... Like, they're dishing out a good amount of money to not perform anywhere else, comics will take it.
But what about, like, hosts and features, and are they going to be signing non-competes, or can they do a, you know, walk across the street?
Who knows?
Will they have free reign to walk across the street and do two shows?
We don't know. We have no idea.
What's the policy of you guys, you think? Like,
dog, everybody work everywhere. That's the whole point. Everybody fucking work everywhere, dude. Like, it's all, like, at Romo Room, like, we don't make any money doing the open mics. We just don't. There's no ticket sales. There's, I mean, people buy a couple drinks here and there, and even then we make a couple bucks for every beer or some shit. But, I mean, like, everybody that works at the Romo Room are volunteers. We're not getting paid. We're not on a payroll. Like, we're doing it just to build something. We're ground level shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though we have moved up to the brass tap, I mean, dude, when we started, I mean, when Rob started in 2019, it was like November maybe. He had this tiny little theater by Mr. Tramps, and it was a fucking hole in the wall. You could not find this place.
Uh-huh.
So you literally had to go, and it was right next to this pediatric spot, like a doctor's office. And then there's a building, and then under us was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top was the Romo Room. And it was this small theater. It'd sit like 40 people. Super intimate, super fucking dope. And, yeah, Rob tried to do the whole L.A. pay-to-play thing, you know, like, yo, fucking $5 gets you in, you sit down for an hour, watch the other comics, and you do 10 minutes, and we'll do the fucking 1.5-hour block so you can get up to at least 10 comics in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, they just fucking destroy this kid. Like, the scene turned on him so fucking hard.
Rob Morris?
Yeah, they turned on him so hard. Because he was doing the pay-to-plays. Like, oh,
I see.
Yeah, and he's like, well, who does this guy think he is charging comedians to do stage time when we have an abundance of open mics? Like, yeah, you have an abundance of open mics, but you have your abundance, but everybody's there at these mics, and there's fucking 40, 50 people, sometimes 60 people on a list, and you're waiting 3 hours to do 3 minutes. Like, dude, I'll pay the $5 to just go and sit down for an hour, get my time in, and I do longer time. Yeah, I'll pay the $5 gladly.
Right, right.
And then, I mean, a lot of people just weren't digging it. I mean, it went as far as comedians reaching out to radio stations to talk shit about the Romo Room. Like, on the radio, saying, like, getting interviewed and just talking shit about the room, telling people to not go and not support it, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. It is weird when just, like, it starts bickering, and it's like, guys, let's just have, like, these rules of engagement. This and, like, anyone can perform anywhere. We all, like, you know, let's just be friendly colleagues. Like, what's the problem?
Fucking high, dude. Still fucking stoned. Like, that blunt we smoked was a Swisher Mini. And we're fucking leveled.
Sorry, yeah, I'm fucking stoned. We ordered Chinese food. We're both, like, kind of lightheaded because we need to eat some nice Chinese food at the Ho-Ho. And, friggin', you know, got a little confused. I feel like, when we first started playing disc golf, we were throwing some wild shit. Like, we were seeing dinosaurs running around.
A little bit.
We were kind of...
Yeah.
A little... Picky.
Fuck, what was I saying, dude? I was talking about the fucking Romo Room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Romo, yeah, so Rob fucking got a bunch of flack, and then, well, we did, so he drops it,
put
it on slotted, just fucking come get the work, whatever, like, donate, fucking put up, dude, and the donations were crazy, like, people would come in, have an amazing time, and they're like, oh my god, we want you guys to stay open, here's $100.
Right.
What? Like, okay. Like, yeah, we'll take $100, whatever. And so we had like 3 or 4 people that would come twice a week and drop sizable donations where we were like, oh shit, like, we might be able to keep this fucking place open.
Yeah,
and so,
nice.
I mean, Rob's been killing it. And then, of course, with COVID, we shut down. And then we moved to digital. I started doing Borderplex Hustle again. Which is my little gem. I fucking enter.
Borderplex Hustle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the name came from Borderplex is the area where I'm from. So it's the sister cities, El Paso, Las Cruces, Juarez, and they're all less than an hour away from each other. Mm-hmm. So it's like a, and it's three different spots.
Right, right.
Because it's New Mexico, El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's called the Borderplex. And I was like, damn, I like that name. So you just call it Borderplex Hustle. And there you go. And yeah, I just fucking jump on. I jump on with my co-host. The first couple seasons we did, I had Tracy on, Tracy Perry. He's a Colleen comic. And then, well, now I have Gabe Davis on my, on the new season. And we just shoot shit. I mean, we just talk about topical shit, just our opinions, whatever. But then we play, in between topics, we play an independent artist's music. And it's a user-submitted thing. So, like, I post online, hey, guys, you want to be on the show, blah, blah, blah. And people send me their songs, and they're like, yeah, put me on, put me on, put me on. So we were fucking, like, I had the show on Pornhub, and I've already received, like, $300-$400 from Pornhub, like, checks.
Yeah?
Because of the views. Yeah, dude, we're popping in Russia. It makes no sense. Yeah, it's insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got close to, like, fucking, I'm close to, like, 100K on
the
views.
Maybe I'll put my stand-up special on Pornhub. What the fuck?
I have a, yeah, I have a couple
stand-up. YouTube didn't give me no fucking stripper money. What the fuck?
Yeah, I have some.
I can put a little tip app on there, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Like, some people dig it. Like, I mean, I've gotten random hits on my PayPal. I'm like, oh, yeah, 10 bucks here, 5 bucks here. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? I'll fucking jerk off on fucking view porn for, like, my OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Like, people that pay monthly, whatever. I'm doing it anyway for free all the time. Do you know how much fucking free loads I give away?
You know how much free loads I'm just giving out here?
Bro, multiple times. I started taking zinc, you know, like vitamin D, sunshine, vitamin C, and zinc, you know, to boost my immune system. Bro, zinc fucking plays games with my wiener, bro. It fucking... Dude, I'm telling you, have you ever fucked with magnesium or zinc? What does it do to your pee-pee?
I don't know.
It makes my fucking... I'm, like, constantly hard and milk is coming out.
Yeah. That sounds painful. I think there's a cream for that.
Yeah.
So, you, Ozzy Moon, you cried on stage today?
I did not cry on stage. I just said I didn't cry. I said I almost cried. It's different.
No, okay, well, off mic, and then as soon as I started recording, you didn't cry, and now the story's...
Wow! Coming.
Well, I think that you cried on stage tonight, right? Because you're
Because I'm so heartwarmed, bro. Just coming from a little hole in the wall to fucking having Dove Davidoff here. It's amazing. And it's definitely a bucket list for me. So it's like, you know, opening for Dove was amazing tonight.
Amazing. And, you know, I was, I mean, the Romo Room has been great to me. I kind of made this as my home base for my podcast. I don't know if you look at my calendar. Everything is all about Romo Room. I'm doing, you know, Brian McDuffie is doing my podcast. Candace Medina did my podcast on Monday here. Like, I like this place. And then I'm running into my New Orleans friends here.
Yeah, it's a big deal, bro. We're moving. We're shaking. It's fun.
There's a deeper issue going on between us.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Bone broth. So, the other day, you came over my house, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't know if you inspected what was going on, but maybe there were bones in my slow cooker, or maybe you saw jars of bone broth. And then what happened? You started inquiring.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually took a page from your thing. We went and got the duck.
Right, right.
The duck, I just ended up letting that boil for about 14 hours, and it came out amazing.
And then did you give some to your puppy dog?
I did. Yeah. I made her a little, like...
How'd she feel about that?
Oh, yeah, dude, she inhaled it. Yeah, no, it was good.
Did you have some spoonfuls?
I actually made a few cup noodles out of it, so, like, the little ramens. I was like, instead of putting the hot water, I'll just put some hot fucking duck broth.
So one running theme of my podcast has been sort of, I cook, you know, and, you know, I have a roommate, you know, and did you see my refrigerator? Did you see inside?
Yes, you're a fucking madman.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? Your parents didn't hug you enough and you like to be in control of everything.
In control of what?
In control of everything I eat for a week.
So I just put Tupperware. I just have food in Tupperware, and I'm a control freak.
We went through all the water.
Yes, we did.
You need some, Rob Morris?
Well, amongst
others. So, you know, I'm sorry. So I was just talking with Ozzy Moon about cooking, right? And when I went to his house the other day, you know, he had, I don't know, we tried to just split a Chinese takeout meal. So I go, do you have a spatula? Just so I can, like, serve half the Chinese food to me, half the Chinese food to him, just like a spatula. He goes, no. I go, what do you have? He goes, well, I have a you know, plastic knife.
I have a plastic knife.
Spatula?
No.
One. Not one. Exactly.
I don't make eggs. I just go out and buy them, like, made already.
Like, no. Made egg sandwiches from gas stations for every breakfast.
I eat once a day. I don't eat a lot.
That does that.
Yeah, essentially.
So he's like, oh, you're a control freak. You know, you have food in Tupperware.
Spatula, rich motherfucker.
Like, yeah, oh, you're so bougie. You're such a control freak. I'm like, I know I eat every day. Because I'm not, you know what I mean? I know I eat every day. Mm-hmm. So what I do is sometimes I put food in Tupperware because I'm an adult person. I go to this guy's house. He doesn't have one spatula. He has plastic silverware. He has paper cups.
Plastic cups. Clear plastic cups. Get it right.
You know what I'm saying? He has a dishwasher. He's in a gentrified neighborhood with a dishwasher. Ozzy Moon, how do you...
I have in-unit washer dryer.
His fucking retainer, his glasses.
Pieces.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I have an in-unit. I have an in-unit washer dryer. No, I have an in-unit like washer dryer. Like it's in the unit there with me.
Right, and so you can
dishwasher
No,
you can have clothes. You know,
you can put clothes in that. It makes
it washing up.
Is it washing it or not? Exactly. Thank you.
And it dries it, and you don't have to change it out or nothing.
No.
Thank you. So you could have, instead of paper towels at all, you can use dishcloths and just launder them for free in your own house.
Oh, so what I was doing for like a good amount of the quarantine was like I didn't even buy toilet paper. I would just take a shit and jump in the shower and put jet mode on. Boom.
I know. I kind of respect that. I don't, you know, but then you have a towel at the end, huh?
Nah, just air dry.
What the fuck? I mean, it's like the levels of degradation. Human degradation.
Yeah.
So you don't have a towel that you can put for free. I'm a control freak because I have food in Tupperware. And he doesn't have a towel and he has a washer dryer unit in his... You know what I mean?
I finally started making... Okay, so like making below this line of money. There's no fucking tissue. Kleenex. There's no fucking...
Paper towels.
No, we're not doing that shit. Like, there's barely even napkins. Like, we're using toilet paper for all that shit. And then you hit this line and you're like, bitch, I'm gonna buy. So it is kind of monetary related, you know?
Alright.
Now I have tissues, paper towels, everything.
Bougie. So, you know.
I clean shit with my paper towels. I'm like, woo! And then I throw it away before you use sponges. Yeah, before she was, you use
I'm
sponges,
going crazy.
You know,
you were like, born you to be an old lady. You're just excited about cleaning.
Yeah, about a paper towel. I just got to throw it away. I don't got to clean the sponge. I don't got to do nothing. You know, put it in the microwave to kill the germs. No.
You know, then it's like you got the.
I don't
got
to put batteries in the freezer anymore.
I'm buying Clorox wipes. You know what I mean? I don't even have to spray the fucking Clorox anymore.
Just take it out, all pre-sprayed, pre-bleached.
Bitch.
It's called America, yeah. Son.
Antibacterial.
All right.
It's called America, son.
So, you gave your dog bone broth because you boiled some bones.
I gave her duck broth.
Duck, yeah.
Duck, and, yeah, and duck cartilage bone broth, yeah.
And you're...
We got it from the Ho Ho Cafe, the Ho Ho Chinese barbecue. Yeah, That's what I was telling you. Him and I shared some duck, and he was like kind of skeptical about it. And I'm like, all
right,
we'll see.
Right next to a Golden Corral.
But they were hanging in the. As soon as you walk in, all the ducks are like candied and hanging up, and you're like, oh, those look good. So then they just chop them up and put them in a thing and whatever, whatever. Like,
they're all candied, caramelized, and they're just hanging from their necks, all fucking. Oh, it's amazing.
Judging you.
Yeah. Let me get the face. Just a
like that one because I love Little Disdain with my meal.
So have I inspired you to go to the Dollar Tree one day and, you know, get some spatulas, maybe a colander, like a colander, you know?
No, never.
Start working at Goodwill and you can steal that shit for free and then quit.
Exactly.
That's real. You could totally do that shit.
That's exactly what you do because you get to go through all the donations before they put it out there and you can just...
Yeah. Plates, bowls, everything.
Stereos, TVs.
Put in your dishwasher like a, you know, adult person. Anyway, so your dog speaks Japanese.
Yes, I'm training my dog in Japanese.
What are the commands?
Right now I just have her on four.
Go on.
So, suwaru is sit. Ashi is paw. Yuka is floor. And iku is go. Guru is come. Oh my god, so funny, come.
Sex dog.
I don't sexually abuse the dog. She just really likes peanut butter.
Yeah, she likes that. Yo, you know, how do you think the lights get paid in here? You know, Azimu's got cum every now and then. Here's the peanut butter. I just said the Japanese word. What's up?
No, dude, almond butter's where it's at.
You're a degenerate.
Almond butter does go hard, though.
Like, you won't buy paper towels, but almond butter. You know what I mean? It's like the priorities.
Oh, yeah, no. Dude, like, I'll have... Oh, dude, bro, I'll have, like, mustard, beer, and hummus, and I'm, like, chilling.
Weez.
Like, I'm good.
But then it gets, you know, then you go to Wiener Schnitzel. By the way, I'm a big fan of Wiener Schnitzel.
I got fingers, just pick up the hummus. I'm like that. I don't need chips. Yeah, nah, fuck that. I don't need chips at all. Just do a little burrito.
You know why? Because you're Mexican, so you need the beans in your life.
Yeah, you for real.
Away from it. You have to do, like, fucking... hipster beans.
Yeah, well, because I mean, they're not hipster beans; they're kidneys. They're kidney beans.
Everyone loves hummus up here. Yeah, but when was the last time your mom fucking took some kidney beans and fucking made hummus? She never fucking did it.
Well, yeah, but refried beans is very similar to hummus. It's just not served cold.
It's fucking made with like manteca and fucking cheese in it, like a motherfucker.
Well, yeah, but I mean
that wouldn't make hummus
you
better.
You get ground sesame seed. Other vegetables you throw in there. No, it's great.
And then you put it in what, a Tupperware? You know what I mean? A little Ziploc.
Tupperware.
Unbelievable. You know, and then just save the Tupperware, and then you can put an egg sandwich in there, and then you're like, wow.
Like, how my Tupperware is the fucking the butter.
Yeah, the country crock.
You doofus. The country crock, the sour cream.
Yes.
Put that guacamole in the sour cream? Why not? Why not?
It doesn't matter what you put in there. You can put everything.
It's a fucking Tupperware.
Yeah.
You can use it once or use it forever.
That's the Mexican shit where you gotta like fucking like really open it because it's not what it's labeled as.
Right. Yeah.
So you get the thing at Crunchy Crock, you open it, and it's like leftover menudo, and you're like, oh, fuck, okay.
I am bougie. I am a control freak. I have Pyrex.
It's clear. You can see.
Yeah, you can. It's just glass. You can see right in. Wow.
I threw away too many Tupperware, letting shit go bad in my fridge.
True.
I had to downgrade myself. I was like, you're not ready for this.
Don't do that. Don't sell yourself short. All right.
No, I was like, I can see the mold.
I'm sorry. So that. We're good. This is episode 297 with Aussie Moon. This Highway Diary 297. Do you have plugs? Roma Room. What's going on?
So Roma Room.
You cried today on stage, right?
Roma Room Thursday night. Yeah, supposedly. Allegedly. No. We do the open mics every Thursday. The 10 o'clock block is now hosted by Joseph Barksdale, who is, I guess, my mentee at this point.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, he's under my wing. Which is ironic because he's like 6'6". But yeah, so he's doing the 10 o'clock block. I'll be doing the 11:30 block, and we do the Dirty Birdie every Saturday. You did it. You had fun.
Love that show. Yeah, every cool. Saturday night. Now it's midnight, not 12:30.
Yeah,
Dirty
we're
Birdie.
We're putting it at midnight now because we've been going over the 2 o'clock limit. So,
and you got to shut the breast
down.
Yeah,
everything's got to shut down by 2. So if you're still actually running, you could get fined by TABC and the whole thing. So
and like,
move to the minute.
This isn't a plug, but you know, tomorrow we're going to play disc golf at 5 p.m. I'll pick you up for that. But you can also go to ericollerbach.com. I have a sponsor for this podcast. You go to ACBD Remedy. You buy CBD oil. for the codename Eric, you get 20% off your order. So if you want CBD oil, codename Eric, 20% off. Go to erichollerbach.com. I have show dates. I have stand-up specials there.
Nah, dude, that's it. We're good to go. Appreciate you, dude.
Rumble room.
Hey, and we're taking 2 strokes off the game. So what did I score last time?
So you
I
were did like a plus 7. Nine, a plus 9.
Plus 9 was the first seven. And plus 7. So tomorrow we're throwing plus 5.
Wow. It's bold prediction. Great. We'll yep. see what happens.
We're doing it.
All right. See all right, you on Eric. The disc golf field, cocksucker. Later, everybody.